Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. I want to highlight shares of large mega retailer Walmart, which is up 2% today. Pretty remarkable given the market down day that we have. They reported fourth quarter earnings that beat expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The retailer also reiterating its long-term forecast. That's despite concerns surrounding inflation. So joining us now to discuss further, we've got CFRA analyst Arun Sundaram. Thanks for joining us, Arun. Really appreciate it. You know, Walmart, again, a very interesting company to watch because it's such a substantial part of the U.S. economy. It kind of is a glimpse to the macro picture. Give us your big takeaways on their earnings beat.
Yeah. Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me. Yeah, overall, it was a really great quarter, you know, especially considering the very challenging macro backdrop this Q4 for them. You know, that you had heavy inflation, you had supply chain challenges, and you had Omicron-related challenges. And Omicron peaked in January, which is January was the end of their quarter. So despite all these challenges, Walmart still was able to grow the top and bottom line. And more importantly, they were able to grow their margins, which is something that many retailers haven't been able to do. And you know, I think that's really a testament to Walmart's ability to execute regardless of, you know, economic conditions. You know, basically, they tend to do well during good times and bad times. And in fact, during bad times, they tend to outperform competition, which is, I think, what we're seeing right now.
Arun, I was looking at your note, which you had put out before the earnings, and you were saying that you were expecting net sales to rise somewhere in the 2.3% range for the fiscal year 22. Based off of the guidance that you got from Walmart, are you optimistic that they can hit that? I mean, what was interesting was if it is 2.3% in terms of net sales growth, that's basically in line with what they had reported between over the course of 21, right?
Yeah, so today we actually increased our sales target for their upcoming fiscal year. We're expecting a little bit over 3% sales growth. And that's really because they're moving with really strong momentum in all three segments of their business. That's Walmart US, Walmart International, and also their Sam's Club store business is doing really well as well. And our expectation is, you know, this year in 2022, you know, inflation's at a 40-year high. We're expecting more consumers to become price conscious, which in turn should result in increased traffic trends for Walmart. And during periods of high inflation, Walmart's price gaps relative to competition tends to widen, which I think will bode really well for them this upcoming year. So the sales momentum is there. We're not really worried on the sales side. It's more on the bottom line that, you know, investors have a little more concern because of all the cost pressures that they're seeing. But we're expecting them to generate some pretty good bottom line growth as well this upcoming year.
Arun, you mentioned inflation. That's the biggest kind of macro story, and obviously Walmart's dealing with it as well. Want to take a listen to CEO Doug McMillon on the earnings call early this morning talking about the subject of inflation. Take a listen.
We think about things like opening price points and protecting for a lower income family some of the things that they need from a staples point of view. And then, as John mentioned, we use rollbacks to communicate not only the reality of prices are coming down in some places, but the emotion or perception we want customers to have about us being there for them and earning their trust during a period of time like this. So I wouldn't say that you know, we're unique in having to work through that. Of course, everybody is.
So, Arun, you heard Doug McMillon there talking about inflation. I mean, you know, this is a low-cost company. They're supposed to be keeping prices as low as possible to their customers. That's a point of emphasis that he was trying to make there. Are you seeing any sort of margin pressure as they try to keep those prices low? How well are they mitigating these rising costs across the board?
Yeah, great question. I mean, Walmart's no different than other retailers in the sense that they are experiencing significant cost pressures. But, you know, in our view, Walmart's cost pressures are somewhat subdued by the fact that they have, you know, so much economies of scale, being the largest retailer in the United States, and they have so much purchasing power over their suppliers. And if you think about it, you know, no individual supplier is, you know, that significant for Walmart, but just about every one of Walmart's suppliers relies on Walmart because many of their suppliers generate 20, 30, 40% of their annual sales with Walmart. So Walmart has much more pricing power, purchasing power over their suppliers than the other way around. And because of that, they can still raise prices, but make sure that their price gaps relative to competition is solid, and that way they can maintain their value proposition. So Walmart is raising prices, but at the same time, is their price gaps relative to competition is widening, which is what I think we'll see from them in 2022.
Right. It's not just about price. It's about price gaps relative to competitors. Arun Sundaram, CFRA analyst, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll have you on for the next earnings round.